understand, but we've got
what about allegations that have come out in the book when it's published concerning whether you've been completely honest about when you met with the exclusive Redland, whether you received emails from them?
Well, I look forward to that chapter in the book, I have to say, because I did not know that I'd ever been sent an email by the Exclusive Brethren until about 2 or 3 months ago. Let me just finish that, because I responded to the same question from TV3 yesterday morning. I had no awareness of ever being sent an email from the Exclusive Brethren until about 2 or 3 months ago, when my press secretary, Jason Ead, showed me a hard copy of an email sent to me at national.org.nz in August 2005. I never saw that email until the hard copy a few months back. I never sent the Exclusive Brethren, I never sent someone knowing they were Exclusive Brethren. I can't preclude the possibility that one of the people I wrote to might have been Exclusive Brethren, but I'm not aware of any email I ever sent.
You were still publicly claiming yesterday that you only met the Exclusive Brethren in August.
No. I was not. I said yesterday, in response to questions, I think from TV3, that I learnt about their pamphlet campaign in August.
Does that mean you didn't know about the pamphlet campaign about Wake Up New Zealand Defence?
I recall hearing the advertisement which they were running on the defence thing, and frankly,
that was Exclusive Brethren.
Yes, I was. That was an advertisement they ran months earlier. That was an advertisement which basically said you should invest a lot more on defence, about 5% of GDP, I think, was where their suggestion.
I regard that as absurd. Our understanding of the allegations in the book is that you were fully aware of pamphleting campaigns and plans.
I'm denying that.
At the time that advertisement was published, you know that it was an Exclusive Brethren advertisement, or are you saying that you became...
Yes, I did. No, I knew that.
Well, how did you know?
And they told me.
So they told you we're running an ad?
Yeah.
On the defence?
On the defence issue.
So why didn't they tell you later?
So in May you didn't know the
pamphlet? I'm sorry?
Why did they not tell you until August that they were planning $1 million campaign?
Ask them that question. I've answered every question on the Exclusive Brethren to the best of my knowledge and understanding.
But have you answered them truthfully? I mean, I don't accept that at all.
I won't preclude the possibility I made a mistake, but I absolutely reject the possibility that I deliberately misled.
You said they didn't know any neocons.
Let me just dwell on that issue. I've been to Washington twice in the last 3 years as reader. I did.
Is he a neocon?
I have no idea.
You don't know if Dick Armitage is a neocon?
No. I suspect he's not, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
is that a figure?
Excuse me, Dr. Ash. Yeah. Are you able to tell us which